That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Before we jump in today's show, I wanted to give you a little Gabby insight, something I think is very valuable that you're going to want to take home with you. And it's the power of snacking. We really, really need to make sure that we are always comfortable, satiated, and in a place where we're not going to get hangry. I know that's a big one for me. But sometimes when we're hungry, we can just reach for those really nasty snacks. But then I found the perfect snack. Made me feel good. It was giving me that energy boost that I needed. It also tasted delicious. And that is Perfect Bar. That's right. The perfect snack is my Perfect Bar. Perfect Bars are fresh from the fridge protein bars, and they're packed with massive amounts of protein. Perfect food bars taste awesome. They have this cookie dough-like flavor, not that chalky flavor that a lot of bars have. And they're made with freshly ground peanut butter, organic honey, 20 organic superfoods, so much protein. Perfect Bar contains 17 grams of whole food protein per bar. And they come in 10 delicious flavors, my favorite being dark chocolate chip peanut butter. There's also coconut peanut butter and salted caramel. Man, they're delicious. They're so good. They're so good. They're so good. Perfect Bar knows it will be love at first bite. So for a limited time, they're offering you a chance to try their refrigerated protein bars for free. Here's how it works. Sign up for email or text and upload a picture of your receipt from your local grocery store, and they'll reimburse you for the cost of one bar directly into your Venmo or PayPal account. Pretty cool, right? All you have to do is go to perfectsnacks.com/Gabby to get a free Perfect Bar today. That's perfectsnacks.com/Gabby to get a free Perfect Bar today. Happy snacking. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back, my friend. Welcome back. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. I'm so psyched you're here. I'm so excited for another big talk, a beautiful big talk today. A big talk with a very dear friend, one of my OG students, my friend Melissa Wood Teppeberg. She is an extraordinary human. She is a fitness goddess, guru out in the world. And she's also a early, first ever Spirit Junkie Masterclass alumni from my training for spiritual entrepreneurs. And I met Melissa when I led that training many years ago. And at that time, she had this nasty case of imposter syndrome and a lot of comparisonitis and just a lot of feelings of inadequacy. Several years later, here she is. She has completely transformed her perception of herself and has experienced radical successes in her life, personally and professionally. And in this big talk, we talk about what it means to transform imposter syndrome and step into our success. This is a very valuable big talk. Really important messages come through. And I know that you're going to recognize yourself in Melissa, and you can then in turn, see what's possible for you. So if you're struggling with imposter syndrome, if you're comparing yourself to others, if you're wanting to know the secret to success, just keep listening. You're going to thank me later. Enjoy the show. My love, here we are. We are in the Dear Gabby conversation right here, right now.
Yes. I feel like I need to take this in, that take I'm in the hot seat with you.
Yeah. So Sam had written all these notes for me. And normally I always reference her notes and I'm always really grateful for her research and her development of these conversations. And today, you know what, Sam? I am going to just dive right into it.
Good.
And I want to go to some places that maybe you don't normally go to, but I want to preface this by just saying that the day that I met you originally, you had been online coming to my talk at the Spirit Junkie Masterclass.
Yes.
And you were such a different energy than you are just several years later, not that many years later.
Mm-hmm.
And so the big thing I want to focus on in this conversation is the transformation, the inner transformation that it took for you to go from where you were on that line in that audience, pregnant,
yes,
newly engaged, to where you are now as a spiritual teacher, a fitness leader, a wellness goddess, an extraordinary light in the world, someone that I brag about as someone who is my student. I'm like, oh yeah, Melissa, what? She was my student. And
I'm
it is.
Forever
You're one of
student.
My big brags. You're one of my big brags. And I want to hear what it took to go from that to becoming this woman who's so divinely confident in the work that you do. And let's go there.
When I went to your first in-person Spirit Junkie Masterclass, I purchased that ticket so fast. And it sold out very fast, so I'm happy that I did. I was entirely a different human. It's actually like astonishing even to think back of the feelings that I let into my life at that point. And I really lived my life in a space of just not feeling enough, never feeling enough, always picking apart the things that I needed to fix, that I needed to correct about myself. And something really shifted in me when I was with you that weekend, because you've always so unapologetically shared your truth and owned it. And you have just been such a force in so many of our lives. And being able to witness you up there, like in your authentic truth and just this light, this aura. I remember you came out dancing and you were in this beautiful outfit. And I was just like, wow. I wonder how it feels to feel that good in your body, to feel that good about yourself.
Chills, yeah.
Yeah, I mean it, because I was not even close. I wasn't scratching the surface on my potential. And you said so many things where it helped me first and foremost identify the things that were standing in my way. That the comparison mode. I remember at one point you're like, look around the room. We have people working in different spaces. A lot of you are in the same industry. And I was like, oh my, you know, I was so hung up on the girls in wellness who were there that had bigger followings than me. And like, why am I going to do this work? They're already doing it. They're doing it and they're doing it successfully. Like, where is their space for me? That was my mentality. That was how I lived my life. And being able to witness someone else in their light, it shows you that there's hope.
Hmm.
And you've always been like a ray of hope for me.
Hmm.
I mean it. I really mean it. I'm so happy to have this opportunity to share with you truly what it was like for me.
Hmm.
And I think it was a real transitional moment for me, because I was able to leave that saying, all I do is focus on the negative, the not feeling enough, the comparison mode. And okay, I'm also not committed to myself. I wasn't really fully committed to a practice. I was doing things. I would meditate here and there. I would do a flow here and there, but there was zero consistency
right.
in my life. And it brought it back to, okay, Let's experiment with this consistency. Let's just see. What if I meditate every day? It's amazing what comes through when you really give space to that practice. And that is where the transformation started to slowly evolve over time. It was so slow, you guys. And I think that is something that we really need to be honest about. There is no overnight, right?
Well, let's actually unpack that, because you speed up by slowing down. And so the first thing that you just said that you took from that experience of seeing me in my full body expression, which thank you very much. I take it in. And I only want to acknowledge that what you felt and you saw was just a reflection of you. And so it was just me reminding you of who you are. But the first thing that you took from that was not like some business idea or some new thing that I was doing. You took, I need to meditate more. Mm-hmm. And I want to meditate more.
Yes.
And that commitment to your inner practice allowed you to speed up by slowing down.
Yes.
You could say like, oh, it was slow. It might have felt slow, but it was fast, my love. Rapid. Really, not just from an outside world perspective, but the inner transformation. So I would love to hear you speak to what your meditation practice has meant to you in the journey of stepping into your purpose, stepping into your power, stepping into your light, stepping into your confidence.
Yes, it is single-handedly my number one priority of every single day. And I have people who will reach out and say, you know, you're so aggressive with this, or you're so disciplined. And I really love to share this from a different perspective, because for me, I know what it feels like all too well to wake up depressed every day and not to feel good. And to not love myself. I know what that feels like. I lived a life of that. So I am so committed. And I think that's also something that's really important. Like, I am consistent, but it's not like a one size fits all, right? Like, today I woke up
flexible.
Very flexible. I woke up at 5:30 today. Benjamin, my son, woke up at 5:45. So I got 10 minutes in front of my red light that you've inspired me to start meditating in front of, and I love it.
It really works.
Oh my goodness, I love it. Thank you for sharing that when you were on my podcast, because I've been doing it ever since. I brought that home that night. I was like, give me that light. Gabby swears by this.
Biohacking your meditation.
I am. And I got 10 minutes in, but right now I can feel this sense of, there's definitely some overwhelming emotions going on within me with the launch and just all of the things that are coming up. So as soon as the kids went to school, I meditated again for another 12 minutes. So it was a 22-minute practice in the morning. And I think the reason why I'm flexible is because you have to be.
Yeah.
It can't be this one-way approach, which is truly what brought me to bringing MWH to life, because I came from the mindset that if I didn't get at least an hour workout in, I used to work out 2 hours a day. I would do an hour of cardio and an hour of strength training every single day, because that is what I was told from many professionals in the field that I needed to do in order to receive results from where I was, right? This is back in body critiquing days that, thank God, is behind us and I hope continues to be. But it is everything to me. People ask me all the time, if you could pick between a meditation and movement, what would you do? And I always say meditation, because I believe it starts in the mind. When you strengthen your mind, you find space for things you didn't even see before. I'm like, actually, I can get a 5-minute abs. I did 5-minute abs today after I did the meditation, because I was like, I really don't have the longest time to move. But let me tell you, the power of 5 minutes is better than no minutes.
I have always had a mantra that if I move in some way every day, then I'm a success.
Yes.
I really think that the wild success of MWH, the brand and the method. So this is, we're talking right now about the Melissa Wood Health method. and the app and all that you deliver is the gentleness that comes from you as the channel, as the messenger, and the gentleness behind the method. Because so much of what stops people from staying committed is that all or nothing thing.
Oh, that mentality will.
And so giving ourselves permission to do small right actions, which is my mantra, you know, small little right actions daily to add up to those long lasting results. And that's what it is.
It is.
And it's inside. It's in our mental meditative state. And it's also physically. And I always joke around with Jamie, our mutual friend, and I'll be like, what Melissa are you doing right now? I'm going to go do a Melissa.
That's it makes me so happy that Jamie
is
that
just Jamie? All like, my friends were like, I'm going to go do a Melissa. And we all just go do a Melissa. And then I'll be like, oh, I didn't get to like do a big workout with my trainer today, but I did three Melissas, you know? And it's like that thing is so major. Let's take a quick break for one of our sponsors. While I'm reading this ad, I want you to just take a deep breath. And I want you to breathe in and just allow yourself to breathe in deeply and exhale completely. Place your hand on your heart if you're not driving and just breathe in completely and exhale completely. My guess is that that breath gave you a lot of relief, and that relief can come in seconds. That's why I'm so proud to be a partner with Calm, the number one mental wellness app. Calm gives you tools to improve the way you feel with guided meditations, daily movement sessions, and even imaginative sleep stories, both for kids and adults. And Calm has been called the world's happiest app and the number one app for sleep meditation and relaxation, all for a really good reason. Calm provides audio programs taught by world-renowned mindfulness experts and video lessons on mindful movement and gentle stretching. I love knowing that throughout the day, I can open Calm and just find this beautiful meditation to soothe me and to give me a sense of connection and peace. And meditation is just so grounding. Obviously, it's something I talk about here every single episode. I bring up meditation and how we can get grounded. And for listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/Dear Gabby. That's calm.com/Dear Gabby for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/Dear Gabby. If you've been following me for a while, you know how much I love expressing myself through my style, which is why I really fell in love with this sponsor today. This sponsor is all about style. They're called Pair Eyewear, and they let you change up your eyewear every hour. Literally, you can change it at any minute. Pair Eyewear makes it easier than ever to change up your eyewear. Just snap a new design to transform your look whenever your mood strikes. And I picked out the Ella in tortoise shell, and I love black lenses as well. So then I can choose the black snap, or I can just switch the frame to tortoise shell whenever I have a shift in my mood. It's that easy. It's just awesome. I was walking through this city last week and a woman at the market stopped me to ask where my glasses were from. I was so excited to share this link with her. And you can choose from a range of iconic base shapes starting at just $60. With Pair, you get a great pair of glasses at a great price. They make glasses fun. Swapping out frames is a snap, literally. You just snap them in and out with a magnet top. It's so easy to remove, so easy to shift up, and so easy to stay fashionable. So experiment with who you can be in 2023 with Pair. Go to Pair Eyewear today and support our show with code Gabby. That's Pair, P-A-I-R, eyewear.com, code Gabby. That's Pair Eyewear.com, code Gabby. There's something I actually want to bring up too that's total redirect. You just spoke at Harvard. And sorry, I'm totally like redirecting here.
No, it's...
But I just wanted, like, you just spoke at Harvard Business School and you're talking about the creator economy and what it means to be a creator in this space. And there's a lot I want to unpack about that. But first and foremost, you wrote this beautiful passage about how you never thought that you would be able to be in this situation where you'd be speaking on behalf of your straight up massive business chops. And so in this evolution of going in and growing and building and in a speed up by slowing down fashion, here you are now with the relaunch of the app and this recognition by HBS, you know, like what came up for you around that?
So many things. I will never forget the day when Professor Anita and Eva came to me and were like, we are interested in writing a case study on your business. And I was just like, what? Honestly, couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm still digesting the fact that it's out there because I never thought I was smart growing up.
Yeah.
Ever. Hmm. I struggled in school mostly because I grew up in a household where academics were not a priority, you know, single parent household where we were just struggling to get by and doing the best that we could, all of us. And I was more focused on like taking care of my sisters and worrying about studying for something. So I did anything that I could to get through school.
You were surviving.
I was surviving. And that gave me no confidence when it came to really just putting my best foot forward. I never thought that I had it in me. And then moving to New York and understanding, actually moving to New York instead of going, I thought I wanted to go to Syracuse University because I thought it would make me look and feel better, right? But I didn't even apply. I went to a community college that I did graduate from. I went to OCC in Syracuse and was really torn between what to do. And moving to New York really taught me that that was the best path for me. And really throwing myself out there to find myself. I definitely found myself in New York in my tiny little bedroom when I was just a lost soul. So I still can't believe that I have a case study at Harvard. And it was also very hard for me to speak in front of the class.
Yeah.
And I was like,
You'd speak in front of thousands.
I know. And I'm like, why am I so nervous?
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to break it down. And I'm like, I'm nervous because I'm speaking in front of Ivy League students and I've never gone to college.
Totally.
So,
well, you did go to college, actually.
Right.
Let's go back to that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you.
Some of the greatest success stories are those of us who just at one point in time didn't think we were that smart.
Right. Yeah. And I shared that in front of the class. And I think that for me just gave me that opportunity to just be myself. Mm. I'm here because I've stayed true to myself.
Yeah.
So I think just going back to that is what helps me move through all of those moments where I start to get really nervous under pressure. And even I would have been very nervous to do this, but I have this grounded sense of excitement to be with you. I also feel very safe with you.
Well, I wanted to speak for a moment to that part of you that came up. Here you are. You could speak on any podcast that's widely spread throughout the world. You're on Kelly and Ryan. You're all over on television everywhere. But then you're asked to speak in front of these Ivy League students and that imposter syndrome, or maybe we call it the little girl part that's like, I'm not smart enough. I'm not good enough. I didn't go to a college that looks beautiful or whatever on paper. And I want to just acknowledge, just to reflect back to you, that happened to me last week. So I spoke at an addiction and recovery conference and shared a stage with profound teachers like Gabor Mate and my dear friend and teacher, Dick Schwartz and Deepak and Marianne Williamson. And the audience was an audience of therapists and people in the clinical space.
Right.
And so the first thing that came up for me as someone who's spoken all throughout the world in front of thousands and thousands of people throughout the world for 17 years, literally went to a place of, I don't know enough. I don't have a doctorate. I'm not a therapist.
Right.
And I sat with that part of me and I said, I see you and I honor you. And in that settling of that part of myself, all I heard come up was, teach what you know. Teach what you know.
That's it, guys.
And what you know is really important. And so I gave a whole talk on how to bring spirituality and bring spirit and angels into your session with your clients. And it was fabulous. So my point being is you taught what you knew at HBS. I taught what I knew in front of these professors. And the miracle isn't that we had these big degrees and credentials behind us. The miracle is that we followed our dreams, that we listened to our intuition, and that we continued to check in with that part of ourselves as time goes on.
Oh, it gives me chills. For everyone listening, it's like a breath of fresh air. To hear you, you know, it just humanizes the experience that we all go through. These feelings, these emotions come up. Be careful what you wish for because the universe will continue providing. And when you would speak on behalf of your archangels, I would go blank and be like, what? What is she talking about? Mm-hmm. What is she talking about? And then I was in a situation. I don't know if I ever told you this. I can't say the country, but I was denied access into a country, literally told I had to leave. I had so much going on and I was hysterically crying. My team got in and I didn't know what to do. I was like, I can't believe this. I flew all the way here. So then I started praying to my archangels. I had never done it before.
Yeah.
Praying, I mean, knee deep in prayer, mm-hmm. where one of the officers came over and was like, can you please stop crying? And then they came over and they were like, you know what? We actually just checked everything out and like, you can go.
Yeah.
And I was like, Oh, you better believe I was praying to my archangels in that stall.
Somebody else worked that out.
They're with me every step of the way now. Yeah. I am such a believer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it just takes a moment, right?
But it also takes the ask, right? You have to ask because they can't intervene unless you ask.
You do have to ask.
Yeah. So that crying, that humility, that surrender. Yeah.
I mean, you've taught me a lot, but I had to tell you that because
that's really good.
I was like, and now, I mean, before I do anything, I literally pray before I speak and just ask for my highest purpose to move through me, my archangels to protect me, to guide me. And it's, you feel the support.
And you see it. So just as like a viewer of your presence in the world, the reason it's working is, yes, there's a great method. Yes, there's a great delivery mechanism, aka you, but the energy is what's making it. The belief, the energy, the spiritual connection, the alignment is what's so resonant. And let me just go there.
Yeah.
It's hard to be as absolutely stunning as you are on the outside and be relatable, frankly, right? Somehow you can do it. I don't know how. You walk through life in the frame of a divinely beautiful goddess, and you also let all of us feel like we're not separate. You actually have such a strong humility and such a strong through line and connection to spirit that you actually become relatable to all. And that's not an easy thing.
Thank you. It's always so important for me to stay super grounded in that because I think it's so easy to look at someone and to look at their life and to have those feelings of how hard could it be?
Right.
It's normal. But I also think it's also really important to share the real
To
share the real stuff.
And you do.
That's underneath it all. And while things can look one way, like I've always struggled with my mental health. It stood in my way for a really long time. And now I know that it's here for a reason.
Right.
And there's a lesson in how to advocate for people who also are dealing with the same struggles and to share that. I mean, that's also where it comes back to the commitment of my practice because it has without a doubt strengthened my mental health. Everything's not smooth sailing, but I know where to come back to.
Today's episode is all about success. And one of the lessons that I learned when running my own business was that I needed to become friends with my finances. I learned this early on. I've heard so many people over the years tell me that they hate money and that they don't want to even look at their bank account. And some of that apathy towards our finances can create a lot of trouble. Money can't buy happiness, but not worrying about your money definitely makes you happier. And that's why I'm excited to share this sponsor with you, Chime. Chime is on a mission to change the way people feel about banking. They were just named the number one most loved banking app. With payday up to 2 weeks early and fee-free overdrafts up to $200, they offer financial peace of mind in your wallet. All of this with no annual fees, large security deposits, and credit checks to apply. You can open up an account online in minutes, and creating peace in your finances is easier than you think. See for yourself why Chime is so loved at chime.com/Gabby. That's chime.com/Gabby. Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank NA, members FDIC. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. See chime.com/spotme. Chime was the 2021 number one most downloaded banking app in the U.S., according to Apptopia. It's here, people. It's here. It's here. It's here. It's here. My biggest event of the year. The doors are open to my 2023 manifesting challenge. Boom. Big time. Over 100,000 people have gone through this challenge. People have reported back the most extraordinary manifestations, from manifesting green cards to new jobs to manifesting a home, a baby, a relationship, you name it. It's happening every year at the beginning of the year inside the Manifesting Challenge. It starts on January 1st. You can go to deargabby.com/manifesting to get in now. I've taken my personal methods, all the methods that I've used in my own life, that I've used to manifest a world beyond my wildest dreams. And I've put them into this 21-day program that is life-changing. It truly is. It's just easy to follow lessons. It's audio lessons. You can listen to my voice like you do here on the show. Manifesting practices that'll make you just a magnet for what you desire. These super high-frequency meditations that are just gorgeous. And I'm also doing a live manifesting ritual and Q&A this year. And there's so many people, so many students have gone through this. Allison G said that, "I'm beyond grateful for this manifesting challenge. The first one was truly life-changing. I've never felt such peace and surrender." And Maria said, "Everything I dreamt and desired came true. I'm very grateful and love Gabby's teachings. They helped me change my thoughts, and I was able to change my reality." So take a look at what you're hoping to change and shift, and any resolutions that you have for the new year. And know that all of that's possible. I'm going to show you exactly how to get there in 21 days. Let me be your manifesting coach for the first 21 days of the year. Visit deargabby.com/manifesting to get in now. What kind of mental health stuff comes up for you?
A lot of anxiety. Mm. Debilitating. Anxiety has been the one thing that I'm still learning. I mean, even when I think we went live last year, how to cope. Mm. And a lot of it has been through acceptance.
Yeah.
And through, as you had shared with me, with internal family systems, like bringing that in.
Yeah, befriending
it. And like befriending it and asking myself what I need. It's learning to be really gentle with myself.
I just love that that worked for you and it continues to.
It does.
Have you had the sense of these different parts of yourself that come up, like seeing them as parts? Has that started to develop mm-hmm. in your life?
Okay. Oh, yes.
The anxious part, right?
Yes.
And the
that's very loud.
Part. Yeah. So the anxious part might be up right now. You're literally today launching MWH, the relaunch of the app.
Yes.
Bringing it to life.
It's full force.
All that goes along with migrating hundreds of thousands of people.
Yes.
Dot, 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 dot. So is the anxiety scale of 0 to 10? Where is that anxiety?
Oh, it's off the charts.
Off the charts?
Yes.
Can I dear Gabby you today?
Sure.
Let's go,
bring
girl.
It in.
Bring it all.
I feel like it's been off the charts. I'm probably teetering an 8, but I have a really good cry session.
Okay.
Crying really releases a lot for me.
100%.
Yes.
Catharsis is legit.
I need to feel the feels, process the feels, and then move forward from the feels. Like mm-hmm. that's one way that really works for me.
Great. Okay. So yeah. We felt the feels and you're at an 8. So do you want to check in with the anxiety for a second and
sure.
just do a little befriending of that
yeah.
anxiety?
Okay. I love it.
So when you think about the anxiety, when you just tune into your body for a second, and where
Should
does
I close
it?
Close my eyes.
Yeah. If you feel okay. comfortable, please close your eyes. Where does that anxiety live in the body? What is it? Is there a color? Is there a shape? Anything that's there?
It lives in my chest mm-hmm. and it's less of a color or shape, but it's just like a heaviness.
Heaviness in the chest. Okay. Does it have a gender or a name or an age?
No, it doesn't. Should it?
Not at all. It can be whatever it needs to be. Does it have any images that it wants to show you or storylines or anything that wants to come up?
When I feel this feeling, I envision Eleanor, my daughter, mm. so that I can just bring back that younger version of myself mm-hmm. to maintain this place of just being really gentle with it. It's hard for me to do that, but I find like coming back to that visualization makes me breathe a little bit deeper.
So when you look at Eleanor and let's imagine her in an anxious place, how do you feel towards her?
Extremely loving, accepting, and just, oh my God, I could eat her.
So turning back towards that feeling that you were feeling, the heaviness, how do you feel towards that heaviness?
Softer.
Softer.
And it feels lighter.
Does that heaviness know that Mama Melissa, that presence that's with Eleanor, does that heaviness know that you're here with it?
Not always.
Right now? Does it know?
Yes.
It does?
Yeah.
What does it need from you?
Love.
Love, okay.
Acceptance.
What does that look like?
It looks like letting go, just letting it be.
So if the anxiety wasn't working so hard and it had more love and acceptance and was able to relax, what might it be doing instead of being so active?
Supporting me.
Yeah. Okay. What else might it be doing? How would it relax? How would it have fun?
Just letting it be there.
Okay. Just being.
Yeah. Being with it.
Being with it. I wonder if throughout the next 48 hours where you have all this coming through, instead of overriding the part that's anxious, you could notice it when it comes up. So notice, check in with the body, feel into that heaviness.
Yep.
Get to know it a little bit more. Okay. How long have you been with me? Is there anything else you need me to know? And then just asking it often. What do you need? What do you need today? What do you need right now? It spoke beautifully that I need love.
I love that.
And just connecting to that notice, know, and need. There's so much deeper that we could go. But you know, obviously, you have me on speed dial.
No, I love that.
You're already really teed up for it because you have such a strong what's called self-to-part connection. So the self is that mother within you, that adult, resourced, undamaged, with Eleanor, like, I accept you fully and completely, totally not activated or triggered, just totally in love. You have so much of that and you have such a clear connection of from that self energy to the part, that anxious part. And that's the whole gig. This is actually profound because you're giving me a beautiful example of why IFS works so well. So you've cultivated a lot of self through your spiritual journey. Self is the source.
Yes.
It's the soul within us.
Yes.
You've not even cultivated. It's already there, but you've connected it. You've developed your access to
There's such a difference.
You have a
right?
huge access to self. And you also have a huge awareness of these parts, particularly in this case, the anxious part. So that you have the ability in any given moment to bring self to that anxious part for retrieval, for love, for acceptance, for care. You can be the internal parent to that. Yourself energy can be the internal parent to that anxious part.
Chills.
So you're never alone. You always know where to turn.
Yes.
You're such a great example because it was fast and you have such direct access. So my only advice, my only Dear Gabby advice to you, Melissa Wood, is continue to develop that conversation between self and the parts. So just keep turning in. Notice, no need.
Yes, I love that.
Notice, no need.
I always take something when I leave you. I'm always leaving with something.
What's your biggest intention in the world right now?
To have alignment with self.
Do you hear me clapping, listeners? If there was anything that I would pray to hear from a human, that's the answer. Because when we have that connection to self, anything is possible.
Anything, you guys. Anything. Literally anything. There is a realm of infinite possibilities when you are fully aligned with your truest self. And that for me was learning and loving to embrace that broken girl who grew up feeling abandoned, didn't have enough love, carried that throughout my life. And then instead of looking outside of myself to fill all those voids with binging, drinking, all of the things, I went in.
Yep.
I went in here to do the work.
You are a prime example of what turning inward means for outward success. So turning in, do less, attract more, and the universe will provide. But most importantly, the universe is providing all the direct resources for you to be a channel through which love is expressed. Mm-hmm. And I am deeply proud of you. I'm just deeply proud to be your friend. I'm deeply proud to witness your growth. And I'm deeply proud to walk this path with you with the shared intention of being a channel through which love is expressed. And so I'm so proud to be your friend and know you.
I'm so grateful. Truly, you guys, the Melissa that was in line at Gabby Bernstein Spirit Junkie Masterclass would have never in those days in the mindset that I lived ever believed truly that I would be sitting here with you. And not only that, become friends with you. And when you align yourself, knowing you're enough, you attract different energies into your life. And it's just another reason of why I know this work works. I manifested Gabby Bernstein into my life, you guys.
Well, let me actually close with this. The Gabby Bernstein that you saw how many years ago?
Oh my God, Gabby.
Like 8 years?
Yeah, it was around.
The Gabby Bernstein that received you in line 8 years ago never in her wildest dreams would believe that she'd be sitting here right now in this grounded, safe place that she's in, holding this conversation with someone that she had the beautiful privilege of witnessing grow in this way. Because I had to turn in to be here now. So we're no different.
No.
We're no different.
We really aren't. And I think that's the beauty of it.
Yeah. And everybody listening, that's your journey too.
I love you.
I mean, we have to do 10 more episodes.
I'm obsessed with you.
Everybody go download the app. Go get NWH. Go start doing your own Melissa. Do 3 Melissas a day. Do 1 Melissa a day. You're perfect.
And we have a 7-day free trial. Guys.
7-day free trial.
Yes.
Go get it.
Thank you, Gabby.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.